Welcome back to the Sought After Educator podcast. Before we jump into today's episode, I have an announcement to make. The Sought After Educator Accelerator is closing enrollment on February 1st. So if you know that you're meant to have a brand that positions you as the go-to educator in your space, content that actually sells your education, and a backend that supports real momentum instead of feeling tangled and duct taped together, this is the window. This is for the educators who know their work is legit, their results are real, and their education should be selling out, that want to build a sought-after brand. We will be opening again later on in 2026, but the price point will not be the same. So if you are wanting to get into the Sought-After Educator Accelerator at the current investment, head to jodybrown.ca/SAE, and I will link that in the show notes. If you are curious if this is the right fit for you at your current phase, DM me over on Instagram at @itsjodybrown and we'll talk about it. All right, let's get into the episode. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Visionary Rising podcast. I am so excited for this episode because we're going to dive into outsourcing marketing or hiring someone to create content or write copy for you and how to get the absolute best result from your investment. So I'm going to talk about some of the best reasons to outsource your content, which typically lead to the best results. And then I'm also going to talk a little bit about maybe when to hold off on outsourcing. As you know, I can't help it when it comes to oversharing. So in this episode, we're also going to talk about everything from focusing on your zone of genius and what that actually means. We're going to talk about conversion copywriting. I'm talking about content repurposing and actually a little bit of the process that I use in my company Align Creative Co. for our clients. And then we're also, like I said, going to talk about recognizing when outsourcing just isn't the right move for you at this particular junction and what to do instead. If you have ever thought about hiring someone to help you with your marketing, or you've had incredible or not so great experiences in the past, I think you're going to find this episode really enlightening. Let's get into it. Welcome to The Visionary Rising, the podcast for freedom-seeking, heart-led creative entrepreneurs, course creators, and online business owners. I'm Jody Brown, marketing-obsessed hairstylist turned content creation agency owner and visibility mentor, and I'm here to help you build your magnetic brand, grow your audience, and become the authority in your space. You'll get the most up-to-date conversations and strategies on visibility, marketing, social media, mindset, and entrepreneurship so that you can grow your business in a way that feels as good as it looks. Here, we keep it real and go beyond the basics. I'm obsessed with helping creatives get seen and heard and paid well for their work. Beyond a podcast, this is a movement. Welcome to The Visionary Rising. Outsourcing your marketing can be one of the smartest things you can do as an entrepreneur. But in my time as a copywriter and content marketing agency owner, and as someone with a network full of entrepreneurs who outsource various marketing tasks, I've seen firsthand some of the common motivations for outsourcing and how they are linked to spectacular and/or sometimes less than amazing results. And a lot of time, it has nothing to do with the quality of the finished product, assuming in this episode, of course, that you are outsourcing to a talented copywriter, content creator, or marketer. Not only am I pulling from my own experience, but I also polled some of my audience on social media to get even more experiences with outsourcing. I'm going to share a couple of those before we get into the best reasons to outsource that will lead to fantastic outcomes, and also how to get the best results from hiring someone else to do things for you. After polling my audience on social media, I chose two to share that not only are almost representative of most of the responses, but also are from vastly different business owners. So one of these people that I'm referencing, I'm going to keep anonymous, but one of the people that I'm referencing is a salon suite owner, and the other is a seven-figure serial entrepreneur who has a lot of different businesses and a lot of experience and has built a huge brand and reputation. Here is the first. Outsourcing for me has been a great experience. I've gotten help with content creation from someone who's not in my industry, but she's been so helpful with getting things like graphics and reels created, along with putting together graphics and some copy for emails and social media. She has also helped me set up Flowdesk and integrate things from MailerLite. Honestly, she has taken so much stress away. The one thing I will say is that initially, I really liked that she wasn't in the beauty industry world because I got to see things from a different perspective. But as I evolve and I'm beginning to nail down my messaging and dialing in more to the heart of what I do and how I want to show up and serve my clients, there is sometimes a disconnect. But that's okay because I appreciate that she's learning too. All in all, I'd say outsourcing has been great. She gets done in 10 hours what would take me triple or even quadruple the amount of time. So this is really interesting because I think that this highlights the importance of working with someone who understands your industry. And this is why in my agency, we specifically work with either online business owners or course creators. So we deeply understand that side because that is what I do for a living and have done for the past 4+ years. We also serve the beauty industry as that is my background. I worked in the beauty industry for over 15 years and I grew up in the business with my mom being a salon owner. So those are the people that we choose to service. Because again, we deeply understand both course creators, creative online entrepreneurs, business coaches, and the beauty industry. So I do think that's really important. I also want to highlight here that this person has outsourced in the sense of they've created a lot of their own ideas. However, they've gotten help with the execution. I'm going to talk a little bit more as we get into this episode about different ways that you can outsource and getting the best result. I do want to highlight as well that she said, she gets done in 10 hours what would take me triple or quadruple. Once we start talking about zone of genius and competence a little bit later on, you'll really understand why this is. The second quote that I want to share with you, this one is from our seven-figure serial entrepreneur. So her advice was, her take on outsourcing experience was, the clearer I am going in, the better. The more I understand how I work and what I need to get better results. Really asking myself what my time and work commitment is to make their results shine and being honest with myself if I can do it. This is so huge. She also added not hiring too many new people at once because each new hire is an integration for them, me, and my team, and implementation of new strategy to see what works. It will take time to see results. I usually don't judge for at least 90 days. Following intuition, asking how we both communicate. And then she added, I hire based on human design a lot, and hiring for marketing can be seasonal. Now, this is not what this person said, but I'm going to guess here that this is additional support during launch periods, which makes a lot of sense. As if you're hiring someone on a project basis, so for example, a conversion copywriter to help with sales emails, webinar invites, or challenge emails, or your sales page, then that is not necessarily someone you would need to have on your team full time. Those types of marketers work a lot on a per project basis. This is something that I have done a lot, and it is not usually a retainer role, unless, of course, you are someone who has a huge business where you're constantly launching, and then it may make sense to have someone like this on retainer. But there are so many different ways to outsource and get support with marketing. And that doesn't always look like having someone on your team full time. So we're going to get into that a lot in this episode as well. And if you haven't heard this term before, a conversion copywriter is a specialized type of writer who is focused on crafting strategic content, which is designed to drive a specific action or a conversion, right? So those actions could include either making a purchase, signing up for a newsletter, downloading a resource, or any of those other conversion-specific goals. And this is done with a deeper understanding of messaging, consumer behavior, data-driven insights from your audience in an ideal world, and it's designed to resonate with your target audience. I love when I'm writing sales copy to incorporate specific language from your previous customers, from people in your audience, so that you know that what you're writing is going to resonate because you've got a limited amount of space, and learning how to communicate really effectively in this area is massive. And sometimes, because it is such a different skill set, you can absolutely outsource this. Another way to work with a conversion copywriter, so this is something I do a lot with my clients, is have them audit your sales pages. So if you're not making sales or you're not getting the conversions that you want, in my experience, a lot of the time it is because of the copy. It's not the only thing, but it can be one of the big things. So going through and having someone audit your sales page or your sales emails or your funnel as a whole and look at it from a specifically a conversion copy standpoint can be something that really impacts your ability to make sales and to help your audience. And I'm going to talk about why that's different in a little bit here as well. I wanted to share these quotes because I'm going to unpack why sometimes our experiences with outsourcing are the way that they are and some of the best reasons, as well as maybe some reasons that you may choose to wait when it comes to outsourcing. In this episode, you're also going to get some hot tips for how we create and optimize content at my agency. So let's dive in right away to the best reasons to outsource your content. And these are usually an indication that you're going to get really great results. So number one is you thrive in a different kind of content creation. So whether that is podcasting, YouTube, or lives, it doesn't maybe come naturally for you to repurpose it into smaller chunks. Now, repurposing is truly an art. There is an art to this because short form and long form content are completely different animals, and you really need to optimize. So it's not just a case of cutting out any old clip and reposting it to get the best results. You need to be a little bit more strategic. And I have tried outsourcing this to different team members whose it's not their expertise, and the results are very reflective of that. So this kind of goes into that quality over quantity conversation. And the fact that just posting to post, especially now, is not really going to cut it. And this is something that I have tested time after time. So I have tested just using a volume of content. So just like using an AI tool to clip out different pieces of my podcast and then just posting it at scale without necessarily going in and spending the time. And invariably, the results are not great. So here's what I look for when it comes to repurposing. Is this a great standalone piece of content? So does this have all of the anatomy of a great post that I would look for typically, right? So that's going to look like calling out either the result or what you're going to learn or the audience or any of those things in that first little bit. Also, is this engaging enough and interesting enough, or is it going to teach them something in its own right? Because at the end of the day, clickbait is not what we want, and you do want to give people some type of resolution. So if you watch House of the Dragon and you haven't seen the latest season, I'm not going to give any actual spoilers, but I am going to reference the general vibe and conversation about it in the next minute. So if you haven't seen it yet, fast forward. So basically, this last season has widely been agreed upon to be just way too drawn out and no resolution. So it's almost like it's all buildup and no actual action. And this can be what people do when it comes to trailers for podcast episodes. Now, one great reason to post about your podcast episode or blog or whatever it is, maybe it's YouTube, maybe it's your lives, is as a trailer, right? And so it's okay to leave a little bit to be desired. It's okay to leave a little bit that they're going to want to click over and actually consume, but you do still want to give some value in the actual post, or it's going to be annoying. So an example of this would be, say you have 5 reasons in your blog post or your long form content or whatever, right? Say you've got 5 reasons to do XYZ. Maybe in your post, you're giving 2 reasons. So you're delivering something, but then you're saying for the last 3, go check this out. Or maybe you're telling a story or giving an analogy, and then you're saying to dive deeper, go over here and listen to this. The other thing about repurposing content is it doesn't always need to lead to that source piece of content. Sometimes it's about distribution, right? So distribution is taking what you've created, optimizing it across platforms for different audiences. So this is something we do in my agency all the time. A lot of our clients are podcasters specifically, or do a lot of guesting on podcasts, or do a lot of collaborations. And basically what we'll do is we'll go in and we'll find what's going to resonate and be really powerful in its own right and go from there. So this is a really great reason to outsource your content, because you know that you are going to get your words, your ideas, and your thoughts, but you are going to have them optimized so that you can reach people who maybe don't listen to podcasts, or you can promote your podcast, or you can just have those reactions. Because another thing that's really beautiful in our collaborations is sometimes we will test topics on social, because with social media, you get a little bit more of an immediate reaction. And so that's also another thing that works really beautifully. And some of my most downloaded podcast episodes actually came from not repurposing the podcast episode, but repurposing a topic that constantly hits with my audience, and then using that social media post and expanding upon it in a podcast episode. So it allows you to really leverage your ideas and communicate to your audience in a way that they will understand. One of my favorite quotes about marketing is, marketing isn't saying 100 different things. It's about saying the same things 100 different ways. And correct and strategic distribution of content can really help with that. So if you are someone who loves blog posting, or loves threads, or loves podcasting, or loves any other kind of content creation, then you may look for someone who can help you with that distribution. Now, let me just be clear that for me, it's not just about distribution. So when I look at an overall marketing, content marketing strategy, specifically within our agency, that's something we do with a lot of our retainer clients. That is definitely a piece of it. We also look at historical, what has worked on social media. We look at what we're going to be launching or what we're promoting. And so there is like almost an element of that conversion copy that's weaved into a content strategy. But essentially, it's going to help you if you are someone who is a long-form content creator and just loves that, then this could be a really great reason for you to outsource the distribution. So again, it could also be newsletters or things like that, so that you are getting your message out across a wider platform, or it's becoming more omnipresent for your people. So people have to hear things more than once. And if you are a podcaster and someone's on your email list and your social media, it's actually beneficial for them to see these things in different areas and not just hear about it once on one platform. So the next incredible reason to outsource your content creation or your marketing, and when I say content creation, I'm not just talking about social media. I'm talking about maybe it's your newsletters. Maybe you're actually outsourcing your blog posts and all of those kinds of things. One of the other incredible reasons to outsource is that your time as a CEO or a creative entrepreneur is better spent elsewhere, and you could be moving the needle more if you weren't stuck in the weeds of content creation. And this is a big one, particularly if you are a little bit more established, if you have done the content creation yourself, but you feel like it is now something where it's weighing on your time and you could be more effective in other areas. And this is a couple of my clients I'm thinking of specifically. This is exactly why they hired us and exactly why they're getting such great results. One of my favorite books is The Big Leap. And in it, the author Gay Hendricks talks about zone of genius and how so often we get stuck in our zone of competence or zone of excellence. Now, he says that zone of genius is where you'll make the most significant impact. And let's talk about what that is a little bit. So your zone of genius is where you operate at your highest potential, doing work that not only utilizes your unique talents, but also brings you deep satisfaction and joy. The other zones include the zone of incompetence, which is where you struggle with tasks that you're just not good at, the zone of competence, where you do things you're capable of, but that others can do just as well, and the zone of excellence, where you excel and achieve success, but may not feel truly fulfilled or challenged. This book encourages focusing on your zone of genius so that you are fully living your potential and finding that fulfillment in your work. If you haven't read this book, I highly recommend that you go to either Audible or Amazon and order it immediately. It is so incredible. One of the other really powerful concepts that he talks about is the upper limit, which was a complete game changer for me. So as this refers back to outsourcing, maybe you're like, I can create content, or I can write my own emails, or I can do XYZ. So you think you should be doing it. But maybe as a result, you're letting other things slide. So if content creation isn't in that zone of genius where you are truly enjoying it, where you're getting great results, where it feels aligned and you feel in your purpose when you're doing it, then you might be better off focusing on other things that truly drive your business forward and then leaving the content to a professional or bringing someone on your team or hiring an agency. So say you could be iterating your offers to make them more impactful for your audience, or maybe you could be using that time to pour into your own craft and your own knowledge to keep up-leveling what you bring to the table in your business. Maybe you could be spending that time in a leadership role. Maybe you could be spending that time ideating. A sign that you might be holding yourself back in business too is if you're not leaving yourself any creative white space, if you're not leaving yourself any time to innovate or think of what's next or think of new ideas, then that could also be something to look at in terms of, should I be outsourcing this? Especially once you've established yourself a little bit more and you do have the resources to hire, that can absolutely be something that takes your business to the next level. If you're in the very beginning and you have a lot of time, but you don't have a lot of money, then maybe you're not at the stage where you're ready to outsource. The exception to that would be this next point. So I'm going to get into that now. Number three is a great reason to outsource is maybe you specifically need help with conversion copy. And I talked a little bit about what that is, but as you now know, conversion copy is a totally different skill than content writing a lot of the time. And while there will be parallels with great messaging, it's going to be consistent. And sometimes also the conversion copywriter can uncover some things that you didn't know you should be talking about, you didn't know your audience was interested in. There is a bit more of a fine-tuned process when it comes to writing sales copy. For example, like I said before, when we do sales pages or launch emails or design and audit funnels, a part of that process is actually customer interviews, and a massive amount of research goes into collecting voice of customer data. So the preparation for conversion copy is just as important as the actual execution. When it comes to writing a high converting sales page, the approach needs to shift versus if you're writing a blog post. It's not just about crafting engaging content. It's about understanding the psychology of your customer, using that precise language, and strategically guiding them to take action. This is where a conversion copywriter comes in. And I will also say it is so important that you're not hiring someone who doesn't know how to capture your voice. Sometimes entrepreneurs hear conversion copy and they think, okay, this means that in order to communicate and sell my thing, and in order to have a sales page, it's going to sound super corporate and it's not going to sound like me. And this is the fastest way to kill authenticity in your brand. So just because you're hiring someone to be strategic, it's equally as important to hire someone who can really capture your voice. Something that I love to do in our agency is, and this is something we do with content, but also with sales copy, is what I like to call method writing. So, you know, those method actors, right? A super famous example of this would be Daniel Day-Lewis. So he essentially fully immerses himself in his characters. That looks like staying in character, even off camera, to deliver an authentic performance. For example, he talked about during the filming of Lincoln, he spent months speaking, dressing, and behaving as Abraham Lincoln to deeply understand and portray the character with the accuracy that he does on screen. And so obviously we don't spend months living as our clients, but the approach is similar to how we would capture brand voice. And the key is the immersion part. So like I said before, a lot of our clients have other forms of long form content. So podcasts, or they're interviewed a lot, or they've done a lot of lives. And what we will do is fully immerse. A lot of the time too, they'll give access to any masterclasses they've added so that we can absorb a little bit of that information too, to properly market it. And it is so helpful in terms of getting into that voice, which is why we always take on a limited number of people, because we have to separate when we're working on things because of this immersive approach. And the biggest thing that I always hear from people when it comes to negative experiences with outsourcing is, it doesn't sound like me. And this could be one of two things. Either one, the person you're hiring isn't necessarily taking the time to have your brand voice be their priority. Or number two, we need a little bit of accountability and recognition of the fact that maybe we didn't necessarily give the people what they needed or what they asked for in order to understand our brand voice. So if you don't have a massive backstock of content that they can pull from, or a lot of examples of you using your brand voice, that is something that you're going to need to get collaborative on. And that's actually one of the things that we're going to talk about when it comes to the worst reasons to outsource, or indications that you may not get the result that you're looking for. But let's wrap up these best reasons. I want to do a little bit of a recap here. So the signs that you are going to get great results and you should be outsourcing a piece of your content or your marketing is, number one, you just want to create long-form content, or you want to create a different kind of content. Maybe you love speaking, but you don't love writing, right? And then you can hire someone to fill in those skill gaps for you and lead to that incredible result. That would be number one. Number two is that you know that your time in your business is better spent elsewhere, and that you could be moving the needle more if you weren't stuck in the weeds of content creation. And number three is, you specifically need help with that conversion copy. Like I said before, that is a totally different skill than content writing. And you can get help with this without hiring someone. You can absolutely have someone come in and audit. So like we said before, if you're at the beginning of your business and maybe you don't necessarily have the resources to fully invest into a conversion copywriter to overhaul or create these things for you, because it absolutely is a significant investment, then you could hire someone to audit instead. And what that looks like for us would be going in and really figuring out what's working in general, seeing if you are speaking to the benefits as well as the features, making sure that there's flow to the sales page, making sure that you're using specific examples. And this is probably one of the most common errors that I see, is way too generic, or speaking to take it to the next level instead of getting really tangible and specific on what your ideal clients need. So that is what that looks like in terms of an audit, having someone go in and tell you what to change and how you can get better results, but then you actually going in and doing the work yourself, which is also a great idea in the beginning, because it allows you to get really intimate and connected with your audience and with the creation process. All right, now we're going to dive into the signs that you might not be ready to outsource your content, or you may not get the greatest results when you do. I'm also going to tell you what I recommend instead after we go through these reasons. So, number one sign you might not want to outsource your content is, you're trying to fast forward past the really foundational parts of building your brand, like ideal client work, etc. And yes, you can absolutely get help with these parts of your business, and you can absolutely hire to help facilitate your work and your growth and have someone collaborate with you on this part of your business. But ultimately, as the person who is designing things to help your people, you need to be a part of this. The reason that you don't want to outsource as a band-aid or alternative to doing this foundational work is actually twofold. So the first thing is, if you don't deeply understand your audience and your client, it's going to be really hard to create offers, programs, products, or services that actually help them. And the best marketing in the world won't sell something that your audience doesn't really care about or want. And on the off chance it did, long-term reputation-wise, it's a losing battle. And if you're someone who is just in it to make a quick buck, you're definitely listening to the wrong podcast, because I believe that the long-term success of your business and the amount of monetary success and impact success you see is a result of the people that you help, right? So that is something that's really, really important. The second piece is that there are iterations, right? A lot of the time people think, okay, we can just do this one set of messaging and we'll just do this one thing and then we can just go with that forever. But in reality, in the beginning, you're building an understanding, right? And not even in the beginning. Sometimes if you're bringing in a new offer or you're pivoting or the market has become more sophisticated. And I've done a lot of episodes. If you haven't yet listened to the Aligned Sales Sequence, I highly recommend that you go back and binge that entire series. And so if you haven't done this foundational stuff yet, sometimes it can be really vital to go in and learn those things before you're hiring someone to do it for you. Now, not to say that, like I said, you can't get support in the execution and you can't get some support along the way, especially if maybe you're building out like a side hustle. So this isn't your number one way that you're making money. You are supporting yourself in another way, but you can go in and you can get support with that. But don't hire from that save me energy, because it's typically going to lead to disappointment. So it's important to have that knowing. And again, hiring someone to complement your business and to save you time and to operate in their zone of genius so you can operate in yours is always going to work so much better and can lead to better results. Because if you're hiring someone who is better at creating or distributing the content than you are, that is always going to be a win. So like I said, it's really just about not making the hire to skip the hard or boring or foundational parts. It's embracing those parts as part of the building of your business or building a new offer, doing whatever it is that's going to get you those great results. So number two, you may not want to outsource your content if you aren't willing to let go of control for a little bit. So if you are not ready to trust and to try things and to iterate, you may not get the results that you're looking for. So if you're going to hire someone and micromanage them, it's going to harm your results because you won't get to see the full impact it could have on your business, right? If you're hiring someone for their zone of genius, if you're hiring someone because you know that they're going to do a great job, then you want to make sure that you are allowing them to do that job. And one of the things that one of our entrepreneurs that I quoted said, and this is the one who has a seven-figure business and has built numerous really successful brands over the years, is letting something work for 90 days before making any sort of judgment on it. It is so tempting to go in and to microanalyze every single thing from the minute you outsource, but it will not ever give you the full picture, because if you are trying a different strategy, often you're not going to get those instantaneous results, which is why it's really important to give it time to work. The clients that we work with in our agency that get above average results are the ones that spend the time they are saving in other high impact parts of their business and leave us to do what we do best. So the third one is, you may not want to outsource your content if you're not able to put in the time initially to get collaborative. So this could be sending over the things that the person you're hiring needs. This could be willingness to get on a call so they can pick your brain, or, you know, if they need you to record some face-to-camera reels. If you're not able to do the things that are laid out in this person's proposal, then you can't really gauge the results of their strategy because you haven't actually done what they have asked of you. And this all comes down to the hiring process. Everyone has different ways of operating. Our agency, I'm sure, operates differently than other agencies. And so if you can really understand what is expected of you off the hop, then you can make the decision on whether or not it's going to be a good fit for you. Because, like I said before, a lot of the time, the success or lack of success when it comes to outsourcing marketing isn't actually to do with the skill level or the finished result of the content or of the copy. Sometimes it is, but it's not always. If you've had the experience that I've described in any of these last three, so where maybe you realize, okay, this is why outsourcing hasn't worked out for me, or maybe I'm actually not ready to outsource yet, then I promised I would tell you what I recommend instead, and that is getting educated on how to market your own offers and building your brand intentionally. Whether or not you choose to always execute this yourself, which I absolutely do not think you need to do, that is why we have the agency that we have. It's because I believe so strongly that the right support in this area is a game changer. However, it is not necessarily a substitute for learning how to build your brand, how to market your offers. And this also can mean maybe you need to get an education in sales. Maybe you need to figure out how you can actually sell your products more effectively and therefore help the people that you want to help. So that is something that I don't think anyone should skip, at least learning, whether or not you choose to execute it yourself. If you're someone who struggles to release control, then being solid in your understanding can help you understand if you are hiring a perfect fit. And it can also help you lay those initial foundations that are going to make that quality of the finished content or whatever they're creating sound a lot more like you. And then number three really just comes down to understanding what is required of you and then making the commitment to actually deliver it. Otherwise, maybe it's just not the right time. So there's a variety of different factors that you really want to analyze and think about. And that is what's going to allow you to get the best results out of outsourcing. And you can get really incredible results. So for example, one of my clients I'm thinking of, we were able to get hundreds of organic signups using strategic content and ManyChat to drive signups for their last webinar or to drive podcast downloads. So there's so much you can do with strategic outsourcing. But if you follow these guidelines and you think about this from a really evolved perspective, when you are hiring, and you will get great results. If you are ready to hire, if you are ready to get some support, or you're looking for an audit, or you've listened to some of the things that we do in our agency today, and you're like, that actually sounds like a perfect fit for me, feel free to send me a message over on Instagram at It's Jody Brown, or send an email to hello@aligncreativeco.com. This has been such a fun episode to record. Let me know what you thought of it. And if you have any other experiences with outsourcing that you want to share and talk about, I would love to hear your perspective. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for listening. If you haven't yet, please leave a rating or review on whichever podcast app you listen on. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you same time next week on the Visionary Rising podcast.